This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. Good morning. Today we are going to have a look at a face-to-face encounter with God. Looking back on our own spiritual journeys, we will see that we have held on to our own way too much of the time. When we come to the end of ourselves, God can begin to take control. The scriptures say, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" We cannot enter into the profound truths of God until we relinquish control for flesh and blood, for it cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Jacob's name means supplanter. When Jacob came to the end of his plans, God had a better plan. How slow we are to see that there is a better way. The glory is never so wonderful as when we realize our helplessness, throw down our sword and surrender our authority to God. Jacob was a diligent worker, and he would go through any hardships if he could have his own way. In numerous situations, he had his way. All the while, he was ignorant of how gloriously God preserved him from calamity. There is a good. There is a better, but God has the best, a higher standard for us than we have yet attained. It is a better thing if it is God's plan and not ours. I know of a young man in prison, and he has been there for about a month and a half. While in there, he had an encounter with God. And it has changed his life forever. And today, you too can have a face-to-face encounter with God by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, God has a plan. Jacob and his mother had a plan to secure the birthright and the blessing, but God planned the ladder and the angels. Isaac, Jacob's father, agreed that Jacob should go to the house of Bethel, his mother's father. And on his way there, Jacob rested his head on a stone. And in his dream, he saw a ladder, and it's reached the top to heaven. And above the ladder, Jacob saw God and heard him say, "The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants." He also heard God tell him, "I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you." What a good thing for Jacob that in the middle of carrying out his own plans, God found him at the right place. The trickery to obtain the birthright had not been the honourable thing to do, but here at Bethel he found that God was with him. Many things may happen in our lives, but when the veil is lifted and we see the glory of God, his tender compassion covers us all the time. How wonderful to be where God is. Jacob experienced 21 days of wandering, fighting and struggling. But listen to his conversation with his wives. "Your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God did not allow him to hurt me." And to his father-in-law, Jacob said, "Unless the God of my father had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands." You see, God's way is best. Jacob had been out in the bitter frost at night, watching the flocks. He was a thrifty man, a hard worker, a planner, a supplanter. We see supplanters in our world today. They may experience a measure of blessing, but God is not first in their lives. We are not judging them, but there is a better way. It is better than our best. It is God's way. And Scripture tells us there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is a way of death. And there is a way that God established. Is in our human planning, we may experience blessings of a kind, but we also undergo trials, hardships, and barrenness that God would have kept us from if we had followed his way. And I realize through the anointing of the Holy Spirit that there is a freshness, a glow, a security in God where you can know that God is with you all the time. And there is a place to reach where all that God has for us can flow through us to a needy world all the time. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. And Jacob was given time to think. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. To be left alone with God in the context of the scripture, we read that several things had preceded his being alone. His wives and his children had been sent ahead. His sheep, oxen and camels and donkeys had gone ahead. He was alone. And I mentioned this young person this morning who is in prison. He's alone, but he had a Bible. And as he began to read it, he began to see that there was something more in life. And God met him halfway. And as I mentioned, he had an encounter with God. And he is a changed man. If he does have to leave the country, he knows that he has actually read God's word through twice. And God is preparing him to, well, whatever he has for him, it's going to be good. It's going to be the plan that God has for him. And God said, "Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you." Of course, he was speaking to Jacob then. Now he returned to meet his brother Esau, who had become very rich. And Esau had been blessed abundantly in the things of this world. He had authority and power to take all that Jacob had and to take vengeance upon him. For if you remember, Jacob stole Esau's birthright. He also knew that there was only one way of deliverance. What was it? Only God could keep Jacob safe. God had met him 21 years before when he had left home empty-handed. And now he was returning with wives, children and goods, but he was lean in soul and impoverished in spirit. Jacob said to him, "If I do not get a blessing from God, I can never meet Esau." And he made up his mind he would not go on until he knew that he had the favor with God. And Jacob was left alone. Unless we get alone with God, we will surely perish. But God intervenes when conflict exists. The way of revelation is plain. The Holy Spirit's plan is so clear that we have to say it was God after all. And Jacob was left alone. He knelt alone. The picture is so real to me. Alone, he began to think. He thought about the ladder and the angels. I think he has begun to pray. His tongue stuck to the roof of his mouth. But Jacob had to get rid of a lot of things. It had all been Jacob. Do you put yourself first? As he got alone with God, he knew it. If you get alone with God, you will find it to be a place of revelation. We stay too long with our revelations, our camels, and our sheep. But Jacob was left alone. Hour after hour passed. He began to feel the presence of God, but he still had not received the desired blessing. The way to victory, then. If ever God is disappointed with you when you wait in his presence, it will be because you are not fervent in prayer. If you are not serious and intense, you disappoint God. If God is with you and you know it, be in earnest, pray and believe. Hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. If you do not, you disappoint God. And Jacob was that way. God said, "You are not real enough. You are not hot enough. You are too ordinary. You are no good to me unless you are filled with zeal, white hot." And the angel of the Lord said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." Jacob knew if God went without blessing him, he could not meet Esau. If you are left alone with God and you cannot get to the place of victory, it is a terrible time. You must never let go whatever you are seeking. If it's fresh light, fresh revelation, light for your path, or some particular need, never let go. Victory is ours if we are earnest enough. All must pass on. Nothing less will please God. "Let me go, for the day breaks." He was wrestling with equal strength. Nothing is obtained that way. You must always master that with which you are wrestling. If darkness covers you, if a fresh revelation is what you need, or if your mind needs to be relieved, always get the victory. God says you are not earnest enough. You say the word does not say that, but it was in God's mind. In wrestling, the strength is in the neck, chest, and thigh. The thigh is a source of strength. So God touched his thigh. With that strength gone, defeat is sure. What did Jacob do? He hung on. God intends for people to be severed by the power of his power, so to hold fast. He will never let go. If we let go, we will fall short. In other words, you have to be willing to give up your strength and just surrender to God. And Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And God blessed him. "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel." And the change of Jacob to Israel was wonderful. You see, victory all the time. God is building all the time. God is sufficient all the time. And now Jacob has power over Esau, power over the world, power over the cattle, and all is in subjection as he comes out of a great night of trial. The sun rises upon him. Oh, that God may take us on. And what happened after that? Well, he meets up with Esau, and there is no fighting now. What a blessed state of grace. They kiss each other, and when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And what about all these cattle, Jacob? Esau asked. Oh, they are a present. I have plenty. I don't want your cattle. What a joy it is to see your face again. And what a wonderful change. Who caused it? God. And so we need to know how to hold on to God. Can you hold on to God? Yes, you can. Sincerity can hold him. Dependence can hold him. Weakness can hold him. I'll tell you what cannot hold him, and that is self-righteousness. High-mindedness cannot hold him. Thinking that you are something when you are nothing, puffed up in your own imagination. You can hold him in your prayer closet, though, in the prayer meeting, everywhere. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. That's found in Revelation 3:20. Can you hold him? You may sometimes think that he has left you. Oh no, he does not leave Jacob, Israel. What changed his mind? The wrestling? What changed his name? The holding on, the clinging, the brokenness of spirit. If you do not help me, I am no good. No good for the world's need. I am no longer salt. And Jacob obtained the blessing because of the favor of God and his yieldedness to God's will. And God's spirit was working in him to bring him to a place of helplessness. And God worked to bring him to Bethel, the place of victory. And Jacob remembered Bethel. And through all the trying circumstances, he had kept his vow. When we make vows and keep them, God helps us. We must call upon God and give him an account of the promise. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And in Genesis 32:30, how did he know? Do you know when God blesses you? Do you know when you have victory? Over 20 years later, the vision of the ladder and the angels remained with Jacob. We must have a perfect knowledge of what God has done for us. He knew that he had the favor of God and that no man could hurt him. Let us in all our seeking see that we have the favor of God, keep his commandments, walk in the Spirit, be tender-hearted and lovable. If we do these things, he will be appreciated by others, and our ministry will be a blessing to those who hear. God bless you, and God bless you for Jesus' name. You may be wondering, how can you make contact with God, as you may never have met up with him before? It is simply this, that we need to have our sin forgiven. We need to be able to find this place, this place in God. We need to be able to find God by confessing our sin and asking God to forgive us, and he will. The Bible tells us that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if you come and you invite him to come into your life, he will come. Because Jesus just didn't die upon a cross. He rose again and he's alive today. And he comes to you and me by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you too can begin a new life. The Bible says we are new creations, and we are newly created because the Spirit of the living God comes to live within us, and God will work out the plan in your life, for he has a plan for every single person, but it comes into action only once you invite him to come into your own life. I'm going to pray a prayer just before we finish the program. And if there's anyone listening to my voice today who wishes to invite Jesus into their lives, you can do it even while you're listening. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me upon the cross. You took my sin so that I can be forgiven. I believe that you not only died, but that you rose again from the dead. Please come into my heart and into my life so that one day I can go to heaven and find you. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. I ask all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. This is Murray Yates signing off for this month.
You can make the community connection anytime. On-demand community radio in your language. planetaudio.org.nz.
Jesus said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to plunder hell so that he might populate heaven. Where are you going?
Jesus is mine.
My name is Murray Yates. Tune in on the first Friday of every month at 2:45 p.m. Mission Breakthrough. Listen again at planetaudio.org.nz/Mission Breakthrough.
Kia ora, I'm Karen.
And I'm Louisa.
Catch us on Books and Beyond, bringing you news from the world of books, author interviews, recommended reads and more.
Join us Sundays at 9:35 p.m. on 104.6 FM. Brought to you by Auckland Libraries,
Ngā Pātika Kōrero o Tamaki Makaurau,
Books and Beyond.
I know this girl, and she works in a library, yeah.
Friday Alive is on again next week at 2:45. This is 104.6 Planet FM, the voice of Auckland's many diverse communities. Father Pavlos Petitsis of the Christian Greek Orthodox Church presents our next program, In the Narthex, with music, Bible study, discussions on lives of saints, sermons, and more, on air at 3:15.